Alante, did you think you had not stepped out of bounds on Saturday on your interception? How disappointing were you when they ruled you had?
Yeah, so when I was running, I was looking down trying to make sure I didn't. I seen my left foot was close, so I just kept running. But if you see in the video, I heard the whistles blow, and I looked back and kind of threw my head up. So very disappointed. Kind of the same location as a Texas A&M game, so I just got to really get off the sideline and, you know, kind of bring my high school days back and get jiggy with it.
Alante, afterwards, how much did you hear about all the reaction and the tracking of the free cookies with your name, image, likeness deal that you had there?
Yeah, so when I got to the sideline, a couple guys were like, so I get free cookies? And I was like, yeah, you do. And just telling those guys about it. But great experience. You know, the NIL thing is really big. When I went to the one down on Kingston Pike, I met a lot of fans, a lot of people saying thank you. But, you know, something small, but also something that I want to continue to do, more than one interception for sure.
With Florida's ability to run the football, especially with the quarterbacks, you know, how are you guys in the secondary going to come up and try to help in that?
Yeah, so one thing we work on every week is tackling, right? And we understand that Florida likes to run the ball. They have really good backs, strong backs, good offensive line, things like that. So quarterbacks like to run as well. So just making sure that we can make tackles. I feel like if we lower our, as far as missed tackles go, we'll have a positive side on that. But, you know, game planning, scheming, things like that, and just attacking the week the right way.
You've played in this game before, obviously. Just what do you think of when you think of Florida receivers and just this matchup between you all, and what do you all need to do to be successful?
Yeah, as far as receivers go, I mean, we're in SEC, so you're going to play good receivers week in and week out when you play in this conference. So I wouldn't say nothing too big on the receivers. You just kind of go with the same game plan, work on technique, work on staying square, things like that. As far as going into this game, mindset-wise, you just got to be consistent, you know, play physical. It's going to be a physical game all four quarters, right? So I feel like come out, like I said, be consistent, play physical, match their intensity, match, you know, the energy. It's going to be night game, ESPN, 7 o'clock, stadium's going to be crazy. So just come in ready to play, keep the main thing.
Alante, some of y'all's receivers tell us that they're hitting those vertical routes in practice. They're not always coming out in the game, but they're hitting them in the practice. You're on the other side of that. Is that true? Are they hitting the deep balls in practice?
Yeah, they are hitting them in practice, but I feel like kind of you watch the game, we're actually doing better in games as far as with the deep balls. So, you know, they're making us better. We're making those guys better. And, you know, like we always say, like Coach always says, keep going. We're going to connect a couple of those, and I feel like this Saturday is going to be a game where we get those big plays.
Alante, when you look at quarterbacks who can run the way Florida's can run, I mean, y'all see some of this stuff in practice, but also you can't hit the quarterbacks in practice. How difficult is it to account for quarterbacks who can run like that?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. Although we can't hit the quarterbacks in practice, we kind of learn on, you know, make sure we get the right body angles, make sure we're staying low, getting ready to attack the thigh board. Some Coach Martinez talks about a lot. So although we can't hit our quarterbacks, we make sure we finish running right past them as if we could, you know, just kind of getting that tackle mental rep in. So when it comes game time, you're not trying to figure out if you should hit them where and how. So
the quarterbacks are part of this too, but statistically you guys have been really good against the run this year. What are some of the specific reasons why you think you guys have had success at that and can carry that over into SEC play?
Yeah, I feel like we kind of swarm to the ball. If you kind of watch in games, there's a lot of orange jerseys around the football whenever it's being ran. So, you know, continue to do that, but making sure, you know, that first person who goes in there is wrapping them up, second person come in there and try to get some takeaways, not just interception-wise, but cause some fumbles.
Well, I'll tell you, those two young safeties, Tamarian and Christian, got quite a bit of snaps on defense in the game last week. What was it like to see them get out there and play, and kind of how have you seen them grow over the course since you guys started camp?
Yeah, it's fun. It's awesome because, you know, those guys make a lot of plays in practice. One thing I've kind of said as I've been doing this is, you know, everybody's getting the exact same amount of reps. Everybody's making big plays in practice. So whenever their time comes, you know, they're ready to play. And that's exactly what y'all seen Saturday. Those guys are ready to play when their numbers got called and, you know, they didn't take a step back.
Alante, regardless of the level of competition, how much did y'all need a game defensively where you forced four turnovers? I mean, those kind of things. I mean, you know, they can come in bunches. It can kind of get everybody excited. Do you feel like that's something that y'all's defense needed?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, getting our hands on the ball, getting those turnovers, kind of get a little more juice in yourself. You kind of see those interceptions that are happening in practice come to play in game. So, you know, coming off of a game where we had four interceptions is something that we'll take into this week of practice, but also something that we look forward to taking more, if possible, come Florida.
Alante, even obviously all the freshmen, but even some of the transfers that have come in have never played an SEC game, mm-hmm. You know, especially one on the road. I mean, what do you tell, you know, some of those guys if they ask you about sort of what to expect, and is football still football, or does it, you know, is it a little bit different?
tell them to enjoy it, but also know that we're down there to play a game, right? It's fun as far as, you know, guys probably haven't been on a plane before, you know, getting ready to go on a plane and not have to go through a big check-in like you would if you were traveling somewhere else. But, you know, that's part of it is fun. Going to the hotel, all those things is fun on a Friday. The travel part of it is great. But, you know, making sure we keep the main thing, know that we're down here to handle business, and just kind of love on those guys and, you know, just let them know, like, their opportunities will come as well. Kind of like we talked about all year. Make sure you stay prepared, practice mentally, get mental reps, things like that, so when your number's called, you can be ready to play.
Kind of going back to those deep threats, I mean, what can that, is that one of the worst feelings as a defensive back, to get just kind of completely burned on a vertical route like that? And also kind of what can that do mentally against the defense when you got to just collect yourself and play another snap there a couple seconds later?
Yeah, I mean, as a DB, it's going to happen sometimes, right? Try to make sure you play your assignment. Kind of had a few busted plays last week, one of those things where you just aren't playing your right assignment. So make sure you stay dialed in, play your assignment. You know, if you have deep thirds, play deep thirds and don't come up too much. If you're playing man-to-man, try to play the best technique that you can. But as a DB, it's going to happen sometimes. And you just got to snap it clear and play the next play. It happens to the great ones if you watched this past Sunday.